This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Inside Twins, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made. Twins and the Blue Jays wrapping up this four-game series here today, the final weekend series at home. Here in 2021, Twins, of course, stay home. The Tigers in town starting on Tuesday night. But our final Sunday visit with Twins manager Rocco Baldelli on our Sunday program. Rocco, good morning.
Good morning, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Great to visit with you. How is life after turning 40 today?
You know, it's same. Pretty much same. I got a lot of 40-year-old gag gifts, and I had a sticker put on my car when I got to the parking lot last night that said something like senior driver or something along those lines, and a lot of other stuff. Allie made some coconut cupcakes and sent them into the field for everyone. There was a lot going on. It was really nice. It was nice, though.
Do you mind mentioning names? Who probably presented the best gag gift that you feel comfortable revealing said player or staff member?
Yeah, Rod McCormick. I mean, let's be honest here. Clubhouse guru extraordinaire, mentor to many, storyteller, so many things. He actually brought me Pixie Sticks and Big League Chew as well, because we were reminiscing about Little League days and the things that we would put in our bodies continuously before every game. You know, you'd fuel up with a couple of those 2.5-foot-long Pixie Sticks, which, you know, death by whatever's in that stuff. And that's that's what we would do. So what were we doing last night during the game? We were passing a Pixie Stick around, and everyone was eating sugar.
Yeah,
just
loading up on sugar all night long, huh?
That's right.
Now, the team nutritionist, does that just get a pass for the night because it's your birthday?
You know, when you attain the level of 40 years old and, you know, you got the, you know, a little gut work in and all this stuff, you eat what you want, and you don't really look for people or names or advice or anything like that. You put it down, and then you wake up the next day. It's great.
I'm glad you enjoyed your day. Hopefully the Twins can get a win today and win this series from a contending Toronto team. And Griffin Jacks is on the mound. We'll get to him coming up later on. But, Rocco, let's go big picture if we can for a bit, since this is our last Sunday visit of the season. Twins enter this game today 69-86. Expectations were high entering the year, as they should have been. Do you view this season as much of a disappointment as many do externally?
I'm disappointed. Yes, I don't see any other way around that. We came into the year, into spring training, into opening day, fully anticipating to compete, to win, and I wanted to win the division. I'll tell you that. You know, yes, we go one day at a time. That's really the way that we operate. But no. This is not the way that it was set up, and it's not the way it was supposed to be executed. And so, you know, I have to take responsibility for that. I know our players take responsibility for that, but I certainly have to step up and say that, you know, I do, you know, probably more than anybody else at all. And that's how it works. We have work to do. Have I liked a lot of what we've seen, especially in the second half from a lot of different guys in our clubhouse? I can say, yeah, I think we've done some good things, not nearly enough to get where we needed to be at the end of the season. But I think some of the individual performances and some of the growth of some of our guys is something that we can really look to going into the offseason.
I guess specifically in the role that you are in, how can you specifically and individually begin to correct this as you enter the offseason and into 2022?
Well, I think we do it big picture, and then we do it really by breaking down our roster player by player, seeing how everything fits together, and then seeing how we can improve each guy over the course of the next 4 months going into the spring. I do think, you know, when you look at what we did and how we did it, you know, we were certainly going to have to get more outs, pitch better, execute better on the mound. We had some injuries. We had some underperformance. We had some guys that we anticipated throwing the ball better, period. And I do think when you look at it like that, and looking at what we were able to build over the previous couple of years with our pitching staff and how we did it, I do think we can do it again. I do think that it'll be easier to start fresh and go into an offseason, try to make some additions, watch some of our young pitchers and see what they do. We talked about Joe Ryan and Bailey Ober. I think those are two good guys, young guys to start with. We have some other young guys that have not broken through yet, but guys that I think we can really build around nucleus-wise with our rotation.
Yeah, Derek Falvey has touched on this recently when beginning to think about the pitching plans come 2022, in that the Twins have operated on a rather traditional path. They've had a five-man rotation, but come next season, it may not be that. Would you be on board for that if it's, you know, a three- or four-man staff, and then you go back to openers, or you have some combination of bullpen games? Would you be in favor of that next season?
You know, I'm in favor of whatever seems like the best plan and what could work. It might be a five-man staff like it's been for, you know, much of history with us and every other team. It might not be. And I'm open-minded. I like to think through things, not exactly, you know, make those kinds of decisions on a whim or off of just maybe, you know, one conversation or two conversations. Because really what you have to do at that point to implement something like that is you got to get the players on board. You got to get the guys, you know, locked in, knowing why we're doing something, having a plan going in, being confident in it. So, you know, if we're able to do all of that, and that's what looks like is going to get us to the place where we need to be and winning more ball games, then we'll do it.
The questions that you have raised to Derek and Thad when the team is interested in signing a free agent, will those questions change based on what happened this year? Because the Twins this year, in terms of free agents that they brought in, you know, many did not perform at the level that everybody envisioned. So will you tweak the questions now after what you experienced this year to see, okay, does this guy fit? Will this guy help correct it? Or do you just look at this year and, you know, it's an anomaly in some ways because guys did not perform at the level that everybody thought they would?
Yeah, we have a good plan and a good process that I believe in and that I know is going to help us get where we need to be. And when I start looking at that and start asking questions, again, I'm you know, not the one that's bringing in the players, but probably the one that's asking a lot of those questions, like you mentioned. A lot of the questions I ask too are about the not just the performance of the player, or what we think the player can be. That's a huge part of it, but also the clubhouse aspect of it too. The kind of person that this guy is, how he is to work with, how he is taking suggestion, talking to other coaches and staff members and people that they know. Those are all important things to me as well. So a lot of these conversations, they're not exactly just looking down at you know, a stat sheet or going to one of their pages and seeing what they can do and how they do it. There's a lot that goes into it. I do spend a lot of time and energy on those questions. They mean a lot to me and to all of the guys in our clubhouse. If you're going to bring someone into an environment, you better really look into them and spend the time on them. But will it change, you know, from previous years? No, we're trying to put a competitive team together to go out there and win the division. So the questions themselves will probably remain pretty similar. You know, we have to look at ourselves in the mirror, see what we look like going into the spring, and know who we are to see what we're going to try to acquire.
All right, it's Inside Twins with Rocco Baldelli, our Sunday guest. Twins and the Blue Jays coming up on a beautiful Sunday afternoon here at Target Field. We'll take our first break, come back, and more with the Twins manager next on your home for Twins baseball. Inside Twins continues on a lovely Sunday here at Target Field. Inside Twins is brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made. Corey Provis back with Rocco Baldelli. Exit interviews, and maybe that's not the right way to phrase it, but do you have that kind of situation with the guys as you now work your way into the final week of the season? Does that take place before guys leave town?
It does. We don't exactly call them the interviews, but we spend time sitting down with each one of our guys. Some of the conversations are longer. Corey. Some of them are shorter. Some of them have to do with exactly what's going on out on the field. Some of them have to do with their offseason and their plan going forward, adjustments we want them to make, medical strength and conditioning. It could mean different things for different guys. We definitely spend the time, though, to go meet with them. And, you know, sometimes it's just me. Sometimes it's Wes. Sometimes it's a bunch of people in a room. But it's something that is helpful going in, yes.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And does it ever get too specific? Okay, here is what we want you to do with your swing. This is what we want you to do with your release point if you're a pitcher. Do you break down specifics when you have those kind of conversations?
Again, yes. Each guy, though, different. Some guys, the entire conversation is about where they're going to spend their off season, where they're going to work out, what we want them to do maybe with their bodies, and what we want them to do, as you mentioned. It could be something with their delivery and something we want them to spend time on. Sometimes it's very technical and you're getting numerous people involved in the conversation. And sometimes it's not. But that being said, I will tell you this. The last couple of years, it was harder to do because we were going into the playoffs late in the year. And it's very hard to slow things down because you want the guys to focus on preparation and performing in the game and getting ready for that playoff series as it starts, not sitting them down and breaking them down as they're trying to get ready for some of the most important games of the year. And then when the season ends, if you know, when you get beat and it's in the playoffs, it's over. And then guys are literally packing up their bags and they're leaving the next day. So you end up having some of those conversations on the phone. This year, a little easier to get ahead of those things.
Do you have those conversations too with your coaching staff? Not just with the players, but do you have those one-on-ones with the staff?
We've started to do that, but again, it's probably a little more informal. It might be meeting up with someone on the road for a little while for a coffee and talking over a few things. When I was actually with the Rays, I would meet up with Kevin Cash when the season ended for a coffee. After everything kind of wrapped up a few days later, go meet him for 45 minutes, shoot the breeze a little bit about what's coming up next. With some guys, there's a lot to talk about. With other guys, there's less, and you can catch up once you get in, settle in back home. But we talk a lot as a group. So, yeah, I think we're going to end up, hitting up everybody.
A bench coach for next season. After Mike Bell's passing, it seemed like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Bill Levers kind of became that de facto bench coach, interim manager for you a couple of times. What are you looking for in a bench coach for 2022?
Yeah, Bill did fall into that role and did a very nice job for us. It's upcoming for next season. That'll be our fourth different bench coach, basically, in 4 years. And that's not the easiest thing for a team, for a staff. A lot of that's out of our hands. There's honestly not much that we could have done about it. But we will be looking to fill that role. There's so much that goes into that role. A lot of it can be put down on paper, and some of it is just bringing a lot of different people and things together seamlessly and doing it in a productive fashion. You need to fill gaps and holes when you see them without being told what to do. It's not necessarily the easiest job, but you know, someone that relates well to a group, a great baseball mind, really good with people, understands what we're doing and why we're doing it, and then conveys it and brings it to the table every day with great energy. That's not an easy role to fill. We're gonna talk through this a lot. We're not on the verge of making any sort of decision as soon as the off season begins. We're gonna go through a little process. And look both internally and externally.
You played in the big leagues, but not many with your staff equal that in terms of playing, you know, whether that's a position or throwing in big league games. Would you like to add more player experience to your staff if given that opportunity for 2022?
Yeah, Corey, I think there are ways to do it too. And staffs look a lot different these days than they have in the past. You know, in the past it was, you know, 8 or 9 coaches. That's it. That's your staff. And We've had times where we have LaTroy Hawkins here. Has he been on the coaching staff officially? No, but he's around our group, and he was around our group a lot last year. It was very, very valuable to us. Do I think there's value in that experience? Absolutely. Do I think it's the end-all, be-all? No, of course not. I think some of the best coaches I've ever been around in this game did not play in the big leagues and didn't come close to playing in the big leagues. So I do think that what you try to do is you try to find a staff that can do a lot of different things and relate to a lot of different people, a diverse staff, not just in ethnicity, but in every possible way. You can gain a lot of value by having a lot of different kinds of people.
All right, we'll take our final break on our Sunday show, come back and wrap up Inside Twins next on your home for Twins baseball.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits. Make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
It's our final segment of Inside Twins, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made. Corey Provis back with Rocco Baldelli. Rocco, the team this year obviously did not meet expectations. We touched on that early, but we did see some good things. And seeing Jorge Polanco have the season that he's had, seeing Joe Ryan and seeing Bailey Ober, seeing some young guys debut, what are some positives that you take away player-wise from 2021?
Yeah. You touched on some of the specific guys. The guys as a whole played hard, went out there, worked hard, did everything possible on that end. Again, as the manager and as a staff member, we have to take some of the responsibility because a lot of our guys went out there and did their jobs well. You talk about Byron Buxton when he was on the field. Was essentially one of the most electric and productive players in all of baseball. Very fun, even for us in the dugout, to watch him. Polo, unbelievable to come back after the ankle issues he's dealt with, put things together again, really establish himself at second base, doing a good job. JD's been on the field and has been a productive presence for us all year long. He's had fantastic at bats. He's hit balls hard. He's been on base continuously. And to be honest, he's had some hiccups early on, especially physically. He's posted up every day. The guy wants to play every single day and be out there on the field. Miguel Sano's second half, excellent. Mitch Garver, when he has not been dealing with the things he's been dealing with physically, excellent player. I do think you start looking at that on the position player side. There's a lot of bright spots. There's a lot of guys that you can look at and say, hey, these are good guys to build around and a team can win. On the pitching side, I think that, the Joe Ryans and the Bailey Obers in the rotation, our bullpen really solidified itself as the season went on. And I do think that as a group, that's actually very important, too. We could break each guy down, but I think as a group, you need that going into the offseason and going into the next spring. So we have the bright spots. We've had some production. Now it's time to put it together.
Nick Gordon's going to be at shortstop today. Also, finally seeing Nick play, too, is something I'll take away from 2021. Rocco, former first-round pick. He's been decimated by health setbacks with COVID, with gastrointestinal problems. To see him come out and play and perform at this level, do you look at him as an important piece for 2022 in maybe one defined role or as a more versatile option?
I do. He's beginning to establish himself in a really nice way. And it's hard not to root for Nick Gordon. He's a wonderful young man. He works his tail off. He's gone through we know what he's gone through. There are so many days we felt for him because there was nothing we could really do at the time to help him, but he battled through it. And he keeps showing up, and he put himself in position to help us. He's taken advantage of these opportunities. We've given him at-bats. He's showing us what he can do. We want to give him more at-bats. So he's out there. He's going to be playing shortstop today. He plays left field, center field. He's moved all around the field. Not easy to do for any player. Forget about a young player. Any player being able to go out there and play five positions, moving him around regularly and without inhibition. I mean, that's just fantastic. He plays with great energy. That's what you want from a guy that can be that multi-positional player for you. We'll see what it looks like going into next spring. We'll see what our roster looks like, what our needs are, but he's certainly done a hell of a job.
I'd have under 2 minutes left. The season wraps up a week from today. What are your plans? Allie, Louisa, do you guys stick around here, or do you head back to Rhode Island, or what's next for the Baldelli family?
Yeah, it's a little bit, everything's a little different now. And
Yes, it is.
When the season ends, I'm going to stick around here. My family will stick around in Minneapolis for probably 10-ish days. I'll be at the stadium a handful of times. I'll be meeting with some of our guys and also Derek and Thad and talk through some things. We're going to be doing a little bit of work on our condominium here in Minneapolis, too. So we're going to be packing up and moving all of our stuff into storage. So the guys can come in and Branson Builders can come in and get some work done in the house. And we're going to get back to Rhode Island. We're going to take our time, take a few days, drive back to South Kingstown and settle in for an off season in the woods. So that's our plan right now. Things can always change, but I can't wait to get home and spend some time with the girls.
Hey, it's been a blast once again, a challenging season. Again, through this pandemic and through these virtual conversations, obviously the team performance, not what we all hoped. But I really appreciate your time every day. I know our audience has. So thanks a lot. And we'll chat this week on the pregame show, but this is our last extended conversation of the year. Always appreciate the time, Rock. Great job.
I appreciate you very much, Corey. Thank you for everything, and I know we'll be talking. Thanks a lot.
Now, that's Rocco Baldelli. This has been Inside Twins, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made. We thank you for joining us. More to come. Chris is standing by with the Edina Realty pregame lineup card. Then we'll have Game 4, Twins and the Jays, Manoah for Toronto, and Jax for the Twins. Stay tuned. More to come right here on your home for Minnesota Twins baseball.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.